A beautiful Sunday in Milwaukee with the roof open at Miller Park and the Brewers hosting the Cardinals. We pick it up in the fourth with St. Louis trailing 2-1 and Colton Wong at the plate.
The 2-2. Wong drives it into center. Broxton going back, back, back. Off his glove, off the wall. This game is tied. And Fryer will have a chance to add to it as Piscotty scores, and that makes it 2-2. He's given a lead of 2-1, walks the first two, now three in the inning, game tied 2-2.
And the Cardinals have the bases loaded for Mike Leake. The 0-2 pitch is hit into center field, base hit. Grichik scores, here comes Colton Wong, he's gonna score, and the Cardinals take the lead 4-2. Mike Leake helps his own cause with an RBI single to center.
How about that, six RBIs from Cardinal pitching in this series?
So here's Carpenter, and the 3-2 pitch. Struck him out. He may get tossed. Now he is tossed. Carpenter thrown out of this game. Mike Matheny thrown out of this game.
Matt is batting 154. No home runs and one RBI. The pitch by Hughes. A swing and a ground ball. Base hit to right center field. That's going to play Colton Wong. Fryer goes to third, and Adams will stop with a long RBI single. The throw back to third, and Fryer makes it back safely. 6-4 Cardinals in the ninth inning.
Sinwan Oh, this will be his third day in a row. Off day tomorrow, and the Cardinals are going to push him. And look who's coming to the plate. Thames and Braun coming up back to back. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out. Called third strike. And the league leader in homers is out number two here in the bottom of the ninth. Braun with a fly ball out to right, and this game is over. The Cardinals hold on, 6-4 the final, and they take 3-4 here in Milwaukee.
Despite his seventh inning ejection on Sunday, Cardinals manager Mike Matheny gets to see his club continue its stellar play and improve to 9-10 on the year.
Talking to Fryer after the game, he said the league was still really good, didn't have the same control as he had maybe in some of those starts, but still plenty good today, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I thought he pulled it together when he needed to. You know, those lead walks, kind of atypical to what we've seen, you know, free bases at all, really, with what he's done, how well he's controlled the strike zone. But, you know, those hurt you a couple times where, you know, you get, especially you got guys that can run like they have. So he did a nice job first with keeping it just to the one run, pitching out of trouble, and got himself out again later on. But I thought once he settled in, it seemed like it was the same guy that we'd seen all season. Yeah, you know, get to those situations and pitcher coming through, and you know, whether it's getting a bunt down or putting together a tough at bat, but we've had opportunities with guys all over the bases, and our pitchers have done as good a job as anybody we have of making the most of those at bats. And you know, Mike Leake can hit. And I know that he's been frustrated, and his short stint here as a Cardinal hadn't showed it. But this year, it's a nice swing, and he's dangerous. He gets legs out an infield single early, and then a big couple RBI hit late. And just overall great job. Yeah, just, you know, first and foremost is he's got a real good idea what our pitcher's strong suits are, and he knows when to go to him. He knows the league. He does his homework. And then he just grinds. He's block balls all day. The play you're referring to is saving a ball from going in the dugout by just pure hustle. That's hustle and want to. And, you know, we give him chances, and he's always ready to go. And comes up with a big hit, too, in a two-out situation. And then watching Matt Adams come through in a pinch hit. And, you know, it's just, you know, collective effort today. Yeah, it was more the pitch that sent him to 2-2 than actually the ball, the strike three. And, you know, that something we always want our guys to kind of be able to do is get past the one bad call. But, you know, I think the next one was, in his mind, borderline, probably pretty good pitch. But certainly the what could have been ball four, I mean, it was the 3-1 pitch. You know, that one wasn't a good pitch, but, you know, you're going to have that. There's human error in this game. But, yeah, I think you're just seeing some frustration there with a few strikeouts on the day, which isn't something you normally see Carp do. And he told him what he thought of it.
Mike Leake continues to impress. His final line on Sunday, 6 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, with 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. He's 3-1 with a 1.32 ERA for the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I've learned over the years is learning how to deal with things. And I mean, when you don't have your best stuff are usually the more important days. Just you keep trying to locate and keep trying to figure out whatever your body's doing that day and try to get as close to feeling as normal as you can.
I know you love chipping in with the bat, too.
Yeah, it definitely did, especially 0-2. Being able to come up and get two RBIs there for the team is nice. It was just one of those days, just not being able to completely pinpoint where I wanted it. But I was able to at least get what I needed done and give a win.
Colton Wong continues to try to reestablish himself in the Cardinals' batting order. He goes 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored and reaches base 4 times in Sunday's win.
Absolutely. This is definitely something that I want to be doing for the team. You know, everybody wants to contribute somehow, and to do it offensively and defensively was definitely a good thing for me. Just, yeah, wrong place, wrong time. And, you know, it's just one of those where you just got to tip your head and be like, hey, you know, Phil got me and move on. Exactly. You know, he just got me. It was quick and I thought I was closer than I was, and you know, I just got caught. But luckily, you know, guys were able to pick me up and score a run there, and you know, I was able to help out later. I thought so. I didn't think I hit it where it was going to go out, but you know, I know I hit it pretty good. But you know, that guy's really good out there. He can get some ground. So it was, luckily it kind of popped out and you know, helped me.
The Cardinals get back to work on Tuesday when they play host to the Blue Jays. Michael Wacha will start the opener.